first of all, could you possibly say a few words about your job? Okay, you're an air traffic controller, aren't you?
Yes, I'm that. So why
did you become training? Why did you become an air traffic controller? What?
Well, I most liked this job was the challenge of this work. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be an air traffic controller requires to have special skills, good knowledge of aviation terms, mm-hmm. and to be to have quick reactions and to decide in a few minutes, in a few seconds, or in a few. In a very little time, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to become an air traffic controller?
When I was a child, at about 5, I liked aircraft very much. Mm-hmm. How they can take off and remain in the air.
And did you live in the vicinity of an airport, maybe?
Not really, but sometimes I visited the National Airport of Hungary mm-hmm. With my parents, and it was a great experience for me at that time, and so that I wanted to take part in the aviation industry, let's say, mm-hmm. in any form. I wanted to become a pilot, but I haven't had the opportunity for this so far.
Why not?
Because it requires now a whole lot of money.
Okay.
To make the requirements, entry requirements to an airline. Mm-hmm.
But you still want to become a pilot later? Is it one of your secret dreams, maybe?
Yes, we can say so. But I'm content with that job as
okay.
well.
All right. Now, could you say a few words about your education? So how did you become an air traffic controller? What training did you go through?
Yes, it started 1.5 years ago. Uh-huh. 12 people were admitted to the course. Mm-hmm. It is a course, and the entry requirement was to have a university degree of any kind, and English certificate of at least medium
intermediate level.
Okay,
right? I see. Mm-hmm.
And at the first part of the training, we were taught the basics of the aviation industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, aero, the aircraft, main systems, the rules of the air, and some other stuff like this, which lasted half a year. Mm-hmm. At each part we took exams, mm-hmm. and finally, having the exams taken, mm-hmm. we got to the simulator okay. for about 4 months' time.
Okay. Now, at this moment, you are a licensed air traffic controller?
Not really. I'm a trainee air okay. traffic controller. I do control air traffic at the airport, mm-hmm. just with an instructor.
Okay, all right.
That time.
Now, let's talk a bit about aviation safety, which is a major concern nowadays. What do you think threatens aviation safety these days? So what are the major threats? If you could mention one or two of them.
As to me, I think the first major threat to air traffic is the increasing number of flights over the skies in Europe and all mm-hmm. over the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are some systems which are made to ensure the safety of these increasing levels over Europe.
Do you think the increasing number of low-budget airlines is a contributing factor?
Yes, we can say, because we can see the increasing traffic in the high-grade flight information region.
Mm-hmm.
To that increase, low-cost budget airlines contribute in a very huge amount.
Okay.
Another factor is what we should consider, the reduced vertical separation minima, which is 1,000 feet above flight level 290.
This has just been introduced in Hungary.
In Hungary, 2 years before, as far as I know.
2 years ago, I see. Okay.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the aircraft systems advanced a lot in the few decades,
mm-hmm.
Which ensures the safety is maintained. But some factor which can affect the safety as well, the air traffic control itself, just to mention an event where two aircraft collided while cruising.
Was that a mid-air collision?
It was a mid-air collision, a fatal mid-air collision, mm-hmm. where two aircraft bumped into each other.
What are the most interesting aspects of your work so far? You haven't had a very long work experience.
So I would mention that most interesting is about my work that there aren't the two situations at different times.
Mm-hmm.
So every days are different mm-hmm. from the other.
So you never get bored.
I will never get bored. Certainly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.